Hi there, I'm board-certified professional organizer Kathy Burns. I'm really glad you're here. This podcast is designed for busy entrepreneurs just like you who want to take better control of your business and move forward with less stress and more success. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. The Organize Energize podcast is produced for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at thepodcast.organizeandenergize.com. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter at Organize Energy and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. Now let's get into the show. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Organize and Energize the podcast. Today, my guest is Magdalena Grace, and we're going to talk about how to break free from your ancestral cycles of health and wealth, and, you know, how to overcome some of the intergenerational issues that we all encounter. So Magdalena is the creator of the Healer's Healer, an abundance alchemist, a medicine woman, a sales and business coach. She blends mystical wisdom with practical business coaching. And as the founder of the Lotus Throne Business Coaching and Healing Sanctuary, she empowers mompreneurs and conscious entrepreneurs to alchemize grief, trauma, and addiction into health, wealth, and relationship. You're going to love this interview. She's very quite interesting. So let's welcome Magdalena to the show. Hi, Magdalena. It's so glad to have you on the show. We're going to talk about healing because I know you're the healer's healer. So welcome. I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah, me too. Thank you.
Yeah, I love it. So talk to me a little bit about why you're doing what you're doing now. How did this all come into your life of your gift?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, it was interesting how the universe works, right? You go with a plan and then all sorts of curveballs get thrown your way. Because interestingly enough, I started out in real estate sales. But then I also had a part-time hobby and a passion as a health and fitness running coach. And I was like, oh my God, if I could get paid for coaching people and helping them achieve amazing things, I want to do that someday. And so as divine intervention and timing would have it, I got that wish a little bit painfully, though, I might add. I lost everything in the real estate crash of 2006, 7, and 8. I became homeless and overnight had my first anxiety attack, my first suicidal thought. And that same year, one of my best friends, like a brother to me, killed himself. So it was really intense, and it set me on a course of, yes, I had to figure out, why was I struggling for 30 years with digestive issues? Why was I, you know, going through this depression? And I had some family trauma that I was reliving. I was worried that I was going to become my mother. She was a schizophrenic, and I was even born in a mental institution hospital. And like all of this stuff, this fear, I was unconsciously operating from. So I went on and went and be, you know, a successful personal trainer, had a studio. I've coached, 10, 20,000 people in health, fitness, or business, sales, and real estate over the last 25 years. But here's the thing. In 2020, when the pandemic hit, I was miserable. I was making 20 to 40K a month as a very successful podcaster and sales coach at that time, but I hated my life. I was wanting to get a divorce. I felt like a worthless mom and worthless wife. I was a closet alcoholic. And that year, my brother died of alcoholism. My mom died right after him. And it was like, wow. My whole world was just like blown open. And, you know, truth be told, I've now lost 13 friends to suicide. I've lost a lot of people to addiction. Wow. And here I am. I was an Ironman triathlete. Here I am, you know, I knew all about gut health, mental health. I knew body mind stuff like the back of my hand. However, I needed to go through this rock bottom moment in 2020 where a spiritual mentor came into my life and said, oh, by the way, you're not going to be a sales coach much longer. And oh, by the way, you're going to live. And oh, by the way, you are going to be a healer and a teacher. You just got to heal. And I was like, no shit, Sherlock, I get that. But how? And so to keep a really long story short, because I know our time is limited, I went on a dark, dark night of the soul journey, embraced my shadows for the first time, embraced my childhood trauma. And oh, by the way, my ancestors were calling me back to heal their stuff too. I was the black sheep, the outcast of the family that got to heal things like the witch wound, the religion wound, mother, father wounding, and alcoholism that runs in the family, autoimmune disease that runs in the family, mental illness. And oh, guess, by the way, divorce also ran on my father's side of the family. And there was a lot of shame and guilt around that. So a lot of my digestive issues, a lot of my depression, my anxiety were actually more energy and past life and ancestral. And when I figured that out and I was like, oh my gosh, I was a great body mind person, but I still got lost in the sauces of life and was able to, you know, get to the root causes of it at the energetic level, spiritual, whatever you want to call it. And then the body mind. So then I finally came full circle in 2023, launched my now current business. I call myself a soul liberation guide and an alchemist, and really work with women, mompreneurs mostly, to help them, you know, uncover those shadows and a lot of grief, addiction, and now divorce recovery because of my own lived experience.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, the relation between our bodies and our minds, our health and our psyche and past stuff that we don't even know has happened or you kind of forgot it, how it all kind of ties itself together. That's why I like the word alchemy, right?
Yeah. It's all connected. And then there's the collective. I'm an empath.
The collective.
Our empath, you take on other people's stuff and not realize it too. So it's a lot of it is energetic, and you don't learn that growing up in school. And even as a personal trainer, I wasn't taught any of that stuff. A lot of life coaches, therapists, grief counselors, it was more about this brain, not the other two that we have in our body.
Mm-hmm. The other two are big. I know that, you know, my husband is such an empath that, you know, I'm like, get off of Facebook, get off the news, stop listening to all the stuff that's going on, because he gets sick.
Yeah.
You know? And he gets disturbed. And yeah.
Yeah. Well, and there's a tricky part with that. And I may be a little sensitive to this right now because of what's happening in Minneapolis, my hometown. We can't just be all love, light, and crystals and put our head in the sand either. I have learned the hard way. I've helped empaths. How do you set boundaries energetically? But if you do the work, the shadow work, the deepest, darkest work, this stuff doesn't trigger you anymore, make you sick if you know how to work with it.
Mm, yeah, good to know. Something to keep as a thought.
Especially with the 2026, the year of the horse, everything is changing so rapidly with this planetary awakening too. It's wild.
Yeah. And I do have hope. I mean, I remember I took Barbara Mars Hubbard's, you know, conscious evolution, 20 years ago, waiting for this world to shift.
I know.
Ready for the world to shift. I'm ready for the world to shift, you know, but, you know, they say the shift had to hit the fan before real things happen. So I think here we are.
Yes.
Put on our seatbelt and not rock and roll. It's just like glide or something. I don't know. Anyhow, so talk to me about a client. Talk to me. Tell me one of your client stories, who you've worked with, what's happened. I know mompreneurs, they hold a lot on their shoulders. It could be a mompreneur story or not, but A lot of our listeners out here are women. They are moms. They are working with businesses, you know, being their own business owner, as well as running the house.
Yeah, 1,000%. And I most recent story, because there's quite a few, but there is a woman who is struggling with alcohol addiction daily for 30 years, smoking addiction multiple times daily for 35 years. And I worked with her for 90 days first to uncover the shadows and the gunk. And not surprisingly, she's an empath, all of the things that we talked about. And after about 45 days, she was able to, you know, kick the drinking habit. And then after 90 days, she's gone down to like very casual on the smoking. And then we did some microdosing with psilocybin. And she just really got to a deep place of a daily practice, really connecting with self-love, because she didn't take care of herself as most of us moms and business owners and entrepreneurs. And she was coupled with a very toxic person, and recognizing that every time she left him, she always would get sick, to your point. And so we needed to like reorganize her from the inside out and get to the real reasons. Why was she reaching for the drink or the cigarette? Those are some of them. And I've got many, many of those examples of helping women through that. Other women who've had lost partners to suicide or been just through really devastating breakups or losses, and they have a lot of stress, you know, anxiety, depression, as well as gut health issues, because our gut health, as you probably know, it's like paramount, and yet most of us think, oh, I'll just take a probiotic, or I'll change my diet and everything will be great. But no, she was able to, in just 6 weeks, completely get to like perfect poop, and now she's allowing herself to grieve in a much healthier way. The list goes on, but those are some of my favorite ones, because I really love, I know it sounds weird to say this, but I love grief. And I love women who especially are coming out of intense relationships and struggling, you know, with their own sense of love and self.
As you say that, I'm thinking about everybody around me that's going gluten-free, and I'm wondering if they're really gluten intolerant or if they're just trying to cleanse.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. Don't even get me started, girl. It's one of the reasons I left, if I can get on my soapbox for a moment, it's one of the reasons I left the fitness industry, because I was so freaking tired of keto this, Mediterranean diet that, and as long as I don't touch gluten, dairy, basically if I don't have fun in life anymore, I'll be fine. And guess what? No,
it's not true.
You don't have to do all of those things. That's capitalism at its finest. If you get to the energetics of it, lower three chakras especially, which is where the gut is impacted, and yes, it's an inflammatory response. But as within, so without. It's not actually about the gluten. It's about what the heck is going on inside of your body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you on that. So, wow. Well, let's dispel. Okay, let's do the elephant in the room. Let's talk about people who are listening. They're like, "What the heck is she talking about? Like, I don't get it. Like, they're not woo woo." What would you say? What would you say to people who are listening, going, "What? What's she talking about?"
Yeah, you're talking to, okay, so just so you know, I am a recovering woo-woo. I went from sales coaching with, sorry if this offends anyone, but I was basically brandishing two penises and like, go, 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 do, 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 sell, 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 you know, check off the list, back to back to back to back meetings and all this stuff that was killing me, by the way. And then I was like, screw that. And then I swung the pendulum to the woo-woo side, the love, light, and crystals, and, you know, plant medicine and healing and all of this stuff. And then I was like, this is not right either. And then I swung back, thankfully, to the middle. And so there's science and spirituality. I'm just one woo, not woo-woo. I'm one woo. And having a background as a personal trainer, I am into the science and the spiritual. And so when I completed my yoga certification, just like everything just exploded for me. And I remembered that we are, and this is ancient wisdom. You know, if you get into like Christ consciousness and things, this is actually what Christ was trying to teach in reality of things. It got a little muddled there along the way, but we are 60% energy beings. We're 30% mind, negative, positive, and neutral, and we need a healthy dose of all three, and then we're only 10% these meat suits that we're wearing. This is science and spirituality combined. And we also have two hemispheres, feminine and masculine. Whether you're man, woman, non-binary, transgender, none of that is changes anything. We still have these two hemispheres of our brain. We can all agree on that, I would hope. And the problem is, a lot of our central nervous system and our spine, that's like our life force, chi and prana, that allows our 60% of energy and flow to be just like in this place of groundedness, that's root chakra, and then connected to intuition, sixth and crown chakra. You don't even have to get into the chakras to really understand this, but you want to be grounded on planet Earth, but you also want to have a connection to spirit. But the problem is, if your lower three chakras are super blocked and stagnant, that's like the ancestral patterning, that's the you know, gut health, and a lot of fear and abandonment issues are housed there. Again, this is all part of my training, so I'm geeking out a little bit. But if we're not grounded, then we operate from fight or flight, freeze or fawn, trauma responses unconsciously. Carl Jung and Joe Dispenza's pretty popular at teaching this too. 90 to 95% of what's going on out here that we create, it's coming from the unconscious, which is really, really deeply connected to our central nervous system. Our chakras, our organs hold on to stagnation and stuckness. And as we age and develop trauma upon trauma upon trauma upon trauma, paying your bills, having to juggle all of these things. If you have babies, that adds a whole nother layer to the mix. If you're married, there's just so much stress on our central nervous system that we become dysregulated, and then blocking that energetic ability to function, to lose weight easily, or to maintain a healthy weight, to be able to feel your heart and be open and all of that. If we don't address the roots of that, which is in our central nervous system, which impacts our organs, which impacts our thoughts, we're lost in the sauce of the hamster wheel. They call it autopilot. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, just a different day. It's because 80 to 90% of our thoughts today are the same as yesterday, but they're just not conscious. And so mind, body, spirit has got to be addressed, because that's who we really are. Again, 60% energy or spirit, 30% mind, and only 10% body. And that's where dis-ease shows up last, is the physical. And 90% of my clients, I'm here to tell you, it's spiritual is where it starts, emotional, mind, and then it shows up last in the body. So most people do the band-aid thing, they go to the medical system or the psychotherapist. None of these things are bad, by the way. They're just mostly
different methodologies.
Yeah.
Right?
And unfortunately, because they're not working with the roots of it, they're more like band-aids and temporary fixes. Because me, I thought I was the happiest, healthiest version of myself back in about 2011. Poop was perfect. Life was good. Marriage was great. Having babies, career was fantastic. But no, I was only focused on that body mind, and I needed to go deeper.
Yeah. I mean, you know, as above, so below. I'm in total agreement with that. Total agreement. Yeah.
And people don't even have to believe in that. I was trying to like give them basic science, but also we are spiritual beings having a human experience. Even if you're an atheist or agnostic, it actually doesn't matter. This is still very, very true. And then we can go off into many tangents if you wanted to on the woo-woo, but I won't do that.
Oh, no, you're my woo sister, not my woo-woo sister. All right, got it. I think that's fantastic. Okay, so as you're doing your new business, you know, I have to ask you an organizing hack, because that's what I do.
Yes.
What do you do to keep yourself organized?
Oh my gosh, I love that, because I'm recovering time management junkie. I'm a 12-week year certified trainer. I was an Ironman triathlete. So I'm saying this all to say that I love to suck the marrow from the bones of the day. And so thankfully, I've been fortunate to still have some of those masculine systems and structures in place. So I have my daily compass and guide right here, which I created like back in 2007. I write down everything that I'm going to do today. And there's even mind, body, spirit, anything that's highlighted. This is like the no shit, no kidding. This has got to happen today, whether it's 5 minutes of mind, 5 minutes of body, 5 minutes spirit, doesn't matter. I started there, and now I do have up to 1 to 2 hours of a morning practice where I build the mind, body, and the spirit to just clear the junk from the trunk. Because when we sleep, Carl Jung proved this, and it's true. I've seen it. We're working on that unconscious gunk and trauma while we sleep. And so when we wake up, if you don't have a practice, if you don't have something to ground you back into your body, that's where a lot of people start the day, the slamming the coffee, on the go, on the run, checking Facebook, scrolling, doom scrolling first thing. I'm like, no, we don't do that. We gotta fill up our temple. And then I literally walk with this clipboard around all day, and again, get it out of here, onto here, pen to paper. Jim Rohn taught me that when I was in real estate sales. He was one of my favorite mentors. When do you begin your day? When it's finished, on paper. And I have boundaries around checking email. I don't text with clients, not just because I do a lot with trauma, and that's a whole like rabbit hole of danger if you text with your clients, but I protect my central nervous system like it is a temple. Like I know what it was like to be in hell. My version of hell was like, be all things for all people 24/7. No, I don't do that anymore. I get to be my highest and best version of me by setting in a lot of boundaries and having the masculine structure, but then also honoring the creative feminine flow and not booking my day back to back to back anymore.
And as you're listening to this, think about your life, listeners out there. Do you have boundaries? Do you have structure? Have you reset your day as it begins, as you know, not bringing the night forward? And do you have that practice in the morning? I think it's very, very important for all of us to be intentional about how we wake up and what we do when we wake up. It's important.
1,000%. It goes back to time is an illusion. I get that. Even as an athlete, I get it. But it is also important how much energy you bring to the time you've got every day. And if you fill your cup up first, energetically, and then mentally, and then physically, guess what? You're set for the day.
So much better. So much better. So much ease and flow. So much ease and flow. I feel it when I don't do it, and I enjoy it when I do do it. Yeah, absolutely. Things flow easier.
Especially now, like you just said, like
Yeah.
if you're paying attention to the news, and I'm sorry, now I get to, because it's impacting my clients. My clients are traumatized by this stuff. I need to know what's going on, because I was doing this too. I was like, nope,
Yeah.
I'm good. But then I have to know so that I can hold space in a better way. And if people don't do that, then that's where they lose their stuff, and they dissociate. They over promise, under deliver, over commit, and don't follow through.
Right. Yeah, I'm with you. Okay, so before we end this nice conversation, is there anything that you wanted to talk about that we haven't really brought up?
Part of my passion, having lost so many people to suicide, addiction-related deaths, and even having lost both my parents by the time I was 42, grief is something that most people don't think or know that they can recover from. And I got to a place where, yeah, I wasn't even crying anymore. I shut down my emotions, I shut down my feelings. And when you start to find the gift in grief, and to the point where now I can say I'm grateful for all of the death, all of the destruction, all of the divorce experience, that's when you come out on the other side and you're a completely different person. Your mess becomes your message, your pain becomes your purpose, all of the sayings, right? And a lot of people don't want to go there. And my encouragement to you, because we have a lot of collective grief on the planet right now, so you don't even have to turn on the news and you can feel it if you're an empath, right? So please allow yourself. This is what I have done myself, and then sharing it with you and my clients is part of that morning routine was my permission to myself to grieve, to cry, to be angry, to be in the emotion. And then before bed, no phone, no TV, no whatever, just being in my own stuff and just allowing the stuff to come through. Those bookends over time, okay, were just such a great way to like really just be with myself so that I could allow things instead of like forcing it in a therapy session or only relying upon the healing or the practitioner or whatever. There is gratitude on the other side of grief. So that's just one thing that has been really profound in my life and for my clients as well.
I think that's a great point. And give yourself, like you say, the bookends of each day because we are our own best healers. But if we don't have the space, if we don't have the space at the top and the bottom of each day to kind of self-right ourselves, because our bodies are smart and they know what to do, then you don't give give yourself permission, I guess, as a way to say what you said, the beginning of the end of each day, to bookend it with you.
A
Not
thousand
anything
percent.
else.
Yeah, because that's what I did not know was necessary. Because again, I stuffed down my grief. I thought, you bury someone 3 days later, you just go back to work. You just go back to life. Or you get a divorce, and why are you crying half the day? You should be fine. It's like, no, we're spiritual beings having a human experience, and part of that human experience is allowing and feeling and healing. You can't heal it if you don't feel it. And if you, like me, I would get angry or snap at a client or my partner. I'd become really passive aggressive because grief and anger oftentimes are wingman and wing girl. And we got to get all that stuff out. So I've done a lot of work with sacred rage along with the grief so that people don't get cancer, so that people don't have monkey mind, so that people can show up as grounded and as connected to their clients, their partners, their family, their children as best they can. Because unhealed grief will drive you all over the place.
Dis-ease.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that. Okay, great. So I know you have something that you want to offer the audience. What is it that you think that they could use out there in the big bad world?
Yeah. Can I give two things or is only one?
Yeah, you can do two.
Yeah. So my number one is a consultation and being able to do what I call grief alchemy, since it's one of my passions and one of my focuses for 2026. And then if someone, it's for women only, so this is where I do work with men too, by the way, but if you're a woman who's struggling with alcohol, cigarette, nicotine, or vaping addiction, or even emotional eating, I have a 5-day women's sacred practice. It can be with or without microdosing, so I'd have to talk to them separately, but I'll give them the content for free. And again, it's 5 days of just really pouring into yourself that first thing in the morning that we talked about, and having all these different practices to help you go in and take a break from whatever it is that's, your addiction.
Okay, perfect. We'll put the link in the show notes for that.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
And you said you have a second?
Oh, so those were two separate things. So the first one was a consultation, just a no strings attached grief alchemy consultation. And then the second one is the 5-day meditation and really focus on, breaking free from any addictive habit that you may have that's taken you over.
Perfect. Yeah, those are very generous. And if you're listening, I would say start with the consult with Magdalena and then do the 5-day. You'll have much more groundedness. So feel free to click in the show notes about that and get the links and get started. Put a little bit of woo in your life. not woo-woo, but woo. Yeah, science, yes. Spirituality. I'm all about that.
Very clear. And just to clarify too, the links that I'll share, if they have any issues, I'll also give you my email address where they can also redeem them. All they have to do is remember that they say I was on Kathy's show, and my email address is info@magdalenagrace.com, and there's no expiration date. They can reach out to me anytime.
Yeah, and I'll put those in the podcast when we go live with it for sure. Okay, perfect. Well, I really appreciate your time, very much so. And it's good to hear someone that's been through all the different aspects of life that we can go through, right? And then come out on the other end, knowing the mind, body, spiritual connection, I think is so very important.
And I'm humble as a healing practitioner to say I'm not done either. I'm still working. And so that's also where if I may, just one last thought. A lot of times, especially I feel like us women have fallen prey to this. We see someone else as our guru, right? Or like you said, we are our own healers. So I love working with people that I'm just maybe a few paces ahead of and co-create, and co-facilitate that healing process.
Yeah, that's really, for sure. I'm glad you said that. Because you're right, we're our own best healer, and there, I'm the same way. I know we all know a little bit more than somebody else, but we're not like light years ahead of them. That's how we grow as women, in my opinion, is we just, one step up, one step beyond where we are, and that's how we grow. And it's not like anybody should be your guru, anyhow, because there is no such thing.
Oh my god. Yeah. And I that was one of my wounds. I had the guru, put him on a pedestal, leader, kind of like patriarchal wound, I call it. And I was grateful to recognize that in myself.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, this has been a great conversation. I really appreciate your time. And guys, until next week, tune in. And we will see you at the next podcast. If you like this, please give us some love. Put a few comments in the comment box below. Let us know what you think. Good, bad, ugly. I'm just here to listen to what you want, what you need, and how it worked. That's what this podcast is all about, specifically for you who are listening. So let me know what you think. Until next week, we'll see you then.
Thank you.
Hey, Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you want to hear more, feel free to subscribe on the platform of your choice. Also, if you feel so inclined, I would truly appreciate a good rating from you to me. Have a stellar day.